Blog Talk Radio. Wonderful show. We have an anointed man of God is going to be on the air here tonight, and he's going to bring a word, and he's going to bring songs. See, let me tell you something. You know, it's only a handful of pastors that can get up and sing a song before bringing the word of God.
Yeah.
Because then they bring the word while you're still on the trying to get up off the floor, and then the word just knocks you back down. Boy, I'm telling you. So your seat is actually on the floor, the whole service. So we're going to have one of those on tonight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Y'all, you know, I've been the kind of person that always like to try to help people, you know, and bring different things to the forefront and try to get people heard and even myself, and I just always feel like we all can do better in some area of our lives if we just allow our talents, the talents that God has given us, to come forth. And
yeah,
it's so much going on out here in this world today. I heard that they was hacking everything. They hacking your debit card, your bank account, They have hacked your alarm service on your house. So when you locking your house up on your phone, they unlock it.
Yeah.
Like, now you know that's something else there. So we're gonna have to pray for them. Okay, you locking, so okay, door locked, click click. You wait about 30 minutes, your door been click click clicked up to where they can come in. What's going on?
They got stuff out there we don't even know about yet, Roman.
Okay, and it has not even been announced.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's time for us as Christian people. We gotta put the prayer to the grind. Keep ourselves covered in the anointing and the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. And I just want to do a kind of short prayer, a prayer for the deliverance and salvation and healing, inner healing, and whatever we need to do again toward these people that's doing all this kind of stuff. And it's so many kind of, the list can go on and on and on, but I'm just going to say a little short prayer for them today. And I would like everybody to just, you know, join in with me. We're going to be praying for all organized crime groups, violent street gangs, and militant groups, and terrorist organizations, and activists, and prison system wardens, and prison guards, and prisoners, and drug lords, drug pushers, drug users, any and all groups that would choose violence above peace, any militant or militias against godly principles who would give violence above peace, lawmakers, judges, attorneys, regulatory authorities against Christian principles, political correct advocates, all cults and all involved in occult practices, all secular organizations, all cultural and religions of the world, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that each one of these people will repent, and each one of them will be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for them and their children and for all who are far off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. May they be saved from this perverse generation. Father, we thank you that they will fear the Lord and hate evil. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
We got to pray for these people. He has become one of Bay Area's leading contemporary gospel artists. Maybe this is because of his unique ability to incorporate song while also ministering the word of God to a lost generation. Being anointed with biblical knowledge and laced with an amazing talent is just some of the many reasons why he travels from city to city, from state to state, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Growing up in the cold streets of Richmond and Oakland, California, Simply Dre has always visioned himself gracing some of the same platforms as Fred Hammond, Dorinda Clark Cole, Montel George, Regina Bell, Kelly Price, and Bishop Paul Morton, just to name a few. Well, it is now safe to say that mission has been accomplished. When asked what is the motivation, or his motivation, Minister Andre Bean simply states that when one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. And it vexes my spirit to witness my brothers and sisters suffering. And Lord, right now we will present to some and introduce to all tonight Minister Andre Bean. How you doing, Minister? Minister Bean. Okay, I think we got a bad connection. I see he is here.
All you gotta do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause there's a first place that you'll have to be part. Lift your hand up. Do you remember what you said now? You said to be his warrior, his conqueror. What was it for? You should never enough. Stop playing. You know you can't stop hating.
All right. That's a mind thing. Y'all don't know. It's a mind thing. Just think about that. Think about it. Can you think? Things that we do.
Hello?
On a regular basis. Isn't that something? Well, I tell you, Minister Andre Bean in the house.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the house.
What is happening? What's going down?
Oh, it's up the name of Jesus, you know.
Stand down like concrete, trying to come up as high as the sky. But I need God's hand to reach down and pull me up. I can't do it without
all
him.
Right.
I can't do it. Keep doing, evangelist.
I'm having a good time. I'm getting ready to really have a good time with you in the studio.
Glory be to God.
Listen, I've already let the people know what's going on with Minister Andre Bean and what he's been doing and who he's been hanging out with. And they just want to know who is really Andre Bean. So we need you to give us a little something. Just open up and let us know just who you really are.
Okay, well, the true essence of Andre Bean, I tell people all the time, is from the crack pipe to the prison to the pulpit. I'm one of those people, when God says he'll take the foolish things of the world to shame them, has learned to humble himself under the mighty hand of God. No matter about, I don't care about the accolades, I don't care about the cities, the plane trips, the city to city, state to state, that's all good. But I'm humble enough and have enough sense to know that if I don't humble myself, God will humble me himself. The Bible tells me in the book of Luke that if I exalt myself, he'll humble me. But if I humble myself, he will exalt me. So you're talking to a very humble man today who's very grateful to be on the phone with a woman of God.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my goodness. You laying it down. Now, did y'all understand that? Did you get that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
We got Minister D on the line here. Minister D, did you catch that?
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
He's going to mess around and stir something up here.
Don't get me started.
Well, that's what we want to
do. How you doing, Minister D?
That's what we're trying to do.
It's all good. I love me some Jesus.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
It just seems like you've been around the genre globe. That means that you have tasted the bitter with the sweet, or the bitter and the sweet. So tell us and the listeners that's listening in today, how you began your gospel journey. I mean, I know you were doing secular music at first, and then you went to gospel, and you were preaching all along. How did that go?
Tired of me. I knew that God, like you said in the book of Isaiah, that he would do a new thing in me. And what happened was, I just got tired. You know, the old saying is, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's when you'll be ready to surrender. And that's what I did. I just got tired, and I surrendered all. I ended up on drugs. I sold drugs. I smoked drugs. I did all those things, and I ended up going to jail. Mm-hmm. And when I went to jail, I tell people all the time, I didn't get arrested. It was then that I got rescued. It was then that God said, let those who have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. It was at that moment and during that particular time in my life when I was at a still place, at a quiet place, inside the prison bars, where I was able to hear God's voice. And when I got released, I had to become free on the inside first. But there was no turning back after that. Now my only duty and obligation is to go ye into the nation and spread the good news to a lost generation.
That's good right now.
Yes, ma'am.
See, now we all done been through some stuff. Now we ain't just started singing the word and preaching the word. We done been somewhere, and most people don't want to talk to nobody. They never did nothing. I'm just saying, if you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me something?
Glory be to
you
God.
You gotta been through some stuff. God,
oh, yes, ma'am.
Those kind of
yes,
people.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People are not only watching us and listening to us, but they're reading us and they're watching our every move. You know, so we have to tell the truth. I have no problem with telling people where I've come from. I have no problem telling them about the jail. I have no problem telling them about the being homeless by my own choices. I have no problem telling them about from selling drugs to smoking drugs. I know somebody is being delivered, as you say, Pastor.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, because
right.
they need to hear that. They need to hear that because they might be in a place where you were. And they want to know how
right.
to get out of that, the wretched place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got to share what you've been through. That's your testimony. That's all. We all have a testimony.
That's
and
right.
We're supposed to share. We don't supposed to keep it to ourselves. Write it down on a piece of paper and fold it up in a book and put it up on the shelf. That's not what God
that's
said.
Right. That's right.
So that's a
that's
wonderful
right.
thing. Now, your song. You have a song I call Personal.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to that song, and pertaining to what you're saying right now, it seemed like you took God, Jesus going to the cross very personal.
Yes, I did, ma'am. I just told somebody the other day, they asked me, was I married? I say, well, I am in love. And she say, well, who are you in love with? I say, I'm in love with a man, but the only difference is I'm not on the down low about it. His name is Jesus Christ. Yes,
all
I
right.
do take the
right,
yes, glory be to God. Yes, I do take the crucifixion of Jesus Christ personal, what he's done for me.
All
oh,
right,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going to tell you, I want the listeners to hear this song. The name of this song is called Personal, and it's by Andre Bean. Y'all tune it in.
I was just sitting. He laid down his precious life when he died on Calvary. I got to thinking about what they did to my Savior. I couldn't help but take this pen and put it to this paper, y'all. About how they killed him and they stuck him in a tomb. But see, my mind is still at ease because he's coming.
That's Andre Bean. Very
hallelujah.
Very
hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise
you
the
know,
Lord.
Evangelist.
Pastor Bean.
Yes,
go
ma'am.
Ahead.
I was going to say that you know, I was, as I was listening to that song, the Holy Spirit just came upon me and was telling me. So I remember when I was writing that song and some of the things that I was going through, somebody needs to hear, because I know you got the number one blog talk radio show on this here side of Atlanta, and somebody needs to hear. Somebody, we have
there.
Some listeners listening in, and somebody, they need to hear, sent his only begotten son to hang up for to die for your sins. He's hung up for your hang-ups. God says, let that thing go. It's all good. Get rid of the weight and the sin that so easily besets you. God says, all you have to do is let it go. Come unto me, all ye who have heavy laden, I will give you rest in your souls. God says, let it go. It's time for you to rest. Let that thing go. Again, every saint has a past, which lets me further know that every sinner has a future. It's all good. In Jesus' name.
Oh, come on now. God, we just thank you. We just thank you for that. That was wonderful.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, you know what? We got a lot of callers calling in right now. And I just want to bring somebody across. Maybe, you know, that prayer that what you just did may be for one of them.
Yes,
we got
ma'am.
A lot of callers calling in. So, I mean, we just want to ask a few questions. Hello, this is Glorious Gospel Vibe.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Okay, are you calling in to make a comment, or are you just listening in?
Yeah, I was doing both, actually. My name is Angie, and I'm from Oakland, California, and I just wanted to let Dre know that the Simply Dre CD was really good, and the Are You Listening video that I've seen on YouTube is awesome. And I was listening over while you guys were talking. Everything was just awesome. And I just actually left church
Well, I thank you, my sister, for calling in. And that song, Are You Listening? When God was writing to the seven churches in the book of Revelation, he said, let those who have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And that was the whole purpose of that song. You are that church that God is talking to. So hear the voice of God. And your pastor was right. In order to hear the voice of God, you have to get rid of all that other stuff. So let that other stuff go so God can come on in and do what he has, ordained you. For some things, and you need to listen to him. In order for you to even get that, to know what God's plan is for your life, you're going to have to get rid of the weight and the sin. You're going to have to get rid of the distractions. There are some things that God has planned for you, and I just thank you, my sister, for calling in. I thank you for enjoying the song and the video on YouTube, and we just put that up, and we're very grateful that people are listening and watching. May God bless you, and may the Spirit of peace comfort you at all times.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Glorious God provides.
Thank you.
Hello, Glorious God provides. This is Glorious God provides. Hello. Okay, I think
Glorious,
that person.
I just got one thing to say. I just got one thing to say.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
The doors of the church are open. Is there one? Is there one?
Hallelujah.
We got them coming in. We got them calling in. We got them calling in. Praise the Lord. This is Glorious Gospel Vibes. How are you doing today? Hello?
I think they're nervous, Glory.
I don't know. We got clicking them in, but they, you know, it's kind of, This afternoon. This is Glorious Gospel Vibes. How are you doing?
Hey, Globy.
This is Glorious Gospel Vibes. How you doing today? Yes.
Appreciate her as a woman of God. But you, sir, have told part of my story. And
glory be to God.
I truly, truly went through something not a few days ago. And I had to release it all. And it was inspiring. And it was as if you were speaking directly to me. And I feel that I have released everything. And when you were speaking, talking about your past, which is similar to mine, I exhaled.
Hallelujah.
Because there's a lot of people who are in the church, but I feel personally behind having experienced church hurt that they have. That they go to church because they're conditioned to go to church. They're not going there with a sincere heart, and that's a problem for me.
Uh-huh.
So I need for you to pray for me so that I can find my way back into the church.
Hallelujah. Well, Evangelist, mm-hmm. Is it okay to give a quick prayer for her?
You got to holler that out, you know.
Can you hear
ahead,
me, Evangelist?
I can hear
you. Well,
yes,
sister, first of all, so I bind any and everything that's coming against you right now in the name of Jesus, and I send it back to the fiery pits of hell. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life right now. May God bless you with the desires of your heart, but I pray that he gets your heart right so when the blessings do come, you will not mismanage or mishandle the blessings. I hear in your voice, I hear you still crying out. I hear you still surrendering. I'm grateful that you were able to exhale, but God says you got another one in you. You got another one inside of you. There are still a few things that you got to let go of, but glory be to God, you're taking the first step. Glory be to God. God says, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. You have already drawn unto him, and his promises are much greater than your problems, my sister. So cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Any and everything that's coming against you has got to go right now in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stay in touch with people like Evangelist Sister. Stay calling her. Stay writing in and stay calling into the radio station, because she will, I know this personally, she will help you along the way. God sends people your way. You don't have to pay attention to the people who come into church faking and all that other stuff. Don't pay attention to that. That ain't nothing but a distraction from the pits of hell. Anything coming against you right now has got to go in the name of Jesus. After this prayer, you will not feel the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus.
Starts today, sis. It starts today. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. It starts today. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Yes,
glory be to God.
Thank you. I thank you so much for calling me and Sister Katana.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. And God has got his hand on you, and he's going to send people from the north, south, east, and west. I've been telling you that's going to sow a word into your life for you, something to hold on to. And you can get into your word and let that word also cleanse you. Because that's where you started, okay? God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Got you.
Bye, Andre.
Body.
so wrong. Don't you know that your body is God's holy temple? Not just another sad song. But every time I turn around, it's black and white crime. We say that we're not crazy, but we're losing our minds. God put us on this earth so we can be of some help. But you can't help nobody if you can't help yourself.
Bring you on to the forefront on our behalf. I thank you so much. I would like you to tell the listeners, though, a lot of people like that video. Were you singing that
yes.
song?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell them where they can look
yes.
at that video. Where can they go?
Well, they can go on Simply Dre.
That song with that video just brings it to life.
Yes, Simply Dre, the true story. And what we have the video before the video. It's Simply Dre, the true story. Are you listening? Simply Dre, the true story, are you listening? And that's how they can also purchase the CD. You can get the CD, or you can just download the single. Simply Dre, the true story, which is the title of the album, iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. We got worldwide distribution. But to see that video on YouTube, Simply Dre, the true story, or go on my Facebook page, Andre Bean Sr., A-N-D-R-E, B-E-A-N-S-R, Andre Bean Sr. But that's Simply Dre, the true story. Are you listening? And I pray that that video blesses your spirit from the crown of your head to the depths of your soul.
Amen. Amen. You have blessed our souls, thick, bro.
Thank you so much.
Those are awesome. We have some callers calling in. Pastor, you got it going on.
Glory be to God.
Glorious Gospel Vibes, how are you today? Hello?
Yes.
This is Glorious Gospel Vibes. Do you want to make a comment?
Pertaining to Minister Bean, I heard the tune, Are You Listening? And I'd just like to know what inspired him to write that particular tune.
Well, that particular song right there, sir, it was actually written years ago when I was going through some things in my life, realizing that the word through was an action word, so therefore I knew that I was coming out. Glory be to God. But as I was walking the streets of the Bay Area, Richmond, California, Oakland, California, San Francisco, just crying out to God, I was witnessing some things. God was literally showing me some things. I would get on the bus and I would see a young man fussing and talking crazy to his girlfriend or see a husband arguing and putting his hands on his wife. I would see the young lady who, that I still see. I see the young ladies when the children get out of hand,
even though the Bible says train them up in the way that they should go, so when they get older they will not depart. I would see the young lady cursing and fussing and talking real loud and very boisterous toward that young child who doesn't even understand why she's talking to him like that. And so those words, God showed me those things. I say God showed me because he the one put the lyrics inside of my heart. So I don't just write songs, I talk it how I live it. And I put whatever I put on the pen and the paper, I have experienced it, and I also have seen it or lived it in some shape, form, or fashion. So that song was inspired, sir, by certain things that I saw and certain things that I hear.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Can I put an addition to
it? Can you what now?
How, was that directed toward anybody who would listen, or say any particular demographic or anything like that, any particular person?
My goal is to take this song on a geographical level. It's going to be international. I believe that God says speak those things that are not as if they were. Again, that song, when I completed the song, was when I was incarcerated. I was able to be in the place. Unfortunately, I was locked up, but again, I was free on the inside. And I got a chance to really, vibe with what I was putting on that paper. It was actually written. It kind of reminded me of what I just told the lady. Let those who have an ear hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. Us, we being the church, the Holy Spirit deposited that song inside of me. So the song is actually geared toward anybody who has an ear.
Okay, I see. So basically, you were basically listening to God as he put you down in the penitentiary. You were listening to him speaking to you, and you basically sharing it with other folks. I mean, right?
Yes, sir.
Because
I saw
you
some things before I went in, and of course, when you go in, you see a whole bunch of stuff. But there are many things, like when you listen to the song, why do you talk to your children that way? War is not the answer. Not only just from the war from the streets, because I'm from the Bay Area, where we see it all the time. But, even when you go up to the politicians, when you go up to the, there's wars over in Iraq. There's still a whole bunch of wars that's going on all over the world in different types of places. And the main war is the battle that's going on in the inside. In the book of Galatians chapter 5, it tells us that the flesh and the spirit are constantly at war with one another. So I'm trying to bring peace where there's hell, sir.
Yeah, well, that's great. I love the song. It's really powerful. I love it. Praise God for that.
Glory be to God, and thank you for calling in, sir.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much.
Sure enough.
Now, that song ain't the one that, whew. You know what? See, I just said last week, I was going to start playing the guitar again. You just done made my fingers just itch for me a string. I got to have a string. I was just saying that. I said, but the only thing I'm dreading, I said, I sure don't want my fingertips to be bleeding and hurting. That's all you worried about.
that's a gentleman by the name of Steve Tate. Believe it or not, evangelist and pastor, that's a gentleman that I met several years ago in front of the dollar store in California. He was playing his violin, and he also had an acoustic guitar. And I told him that when God gave me that spirit, I was released from prison. And I said, you know what, I had one instrument in mind, and this guy, he was playing actually in front of a store, collecting and accepting donations for the gift that God has given him. And I took that song. We took that song, and coincidentally, he stayed right up the hill from the studio I was recording, and wasn't none but God. And we took that song into juveniles. We took that song into jails. We took that song into conferences. We've been in big churches, small churches, all type of places. And I'm very grateful from a man that I met outside in a parking lot at the Dollar Tree. That's why I always pray for divine appointment, not only over my life, but over the life of others. You never know what God will put in your life. Now, there I was, I met that man. That's going to be the biggest song on my CD by far.
You see that? You never would have known that. All You Listen was going to be the number one. It's always a song that hits people like back to back. That's awesome. Well, Minister, you know, I got one more song I would love for them to hear before we go off the air, but we got people calling in left and right. I just want to take in one more call. We got one more call we're going to take in, okay? Glorious God Survives. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Minister Bean is on the line. Are you here to make a comment?
Yes, I am, ma'am. I want to say that I thank God for the CD and purchasing the CD, Simply Grace. And I love the song, Are You Listening? And one thing that I do is I made the song, Are You Listening? As my ringtone. That way I'm always hearing it. It's always bringing me back to what God has instilled for me. So I thank God
Glory
for him
to God.
And what he's doing.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm very grateful that I can be on somebody's ringtone. Glory to God. I hear that quite often. And so you were a person who bought the CD. Where are you calling from, caller?
Stockton, California.
But glory be to God. Thank you. I'm in Stockton. I'm all through the Bay Area, and we've sold, believe it or not, evangelists, we've sold combined sales of over 23,000 CDs. But that particular CD, we're at about 12,000 or 13,000 single-handedly. So there are a lot of people who are walking around with the Simply Dre, and we just thank you, sister, for calling in. And I'm very grateful. I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, and I thank you, and I pray that you share it with others. I don't care if you press it, if you burn it, whatever you want to do, as long as you get the word of God, if you help me spread the word of God to a lost generation. May God bless you, and may the Spirit of Peace continue to comfort you.
Thank you so much. Actually, what I've done is I plan on purchasing the CD and giving it to people as Christmas presents so that they can hear the song, especially Are You Listening?
Praise God. Well,
that's
once again, it's you know, Simply Dre, the true story, iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. And that video is Simply Dre, Are You Listening? On YouTube. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
And it's ATL, Glorious Gospel Vibes, and you let them know Glorious Gospel Vibes is in the house.
ATL in the house. ATL. We can't forget about the ATL. We can't forget about the ATL.
Oh, it's on. It's on now. And it's on. And you know what I say it's on at? Up in here. Up in here. Let me tell y'all something.
Come on now. Let them get a dose of evangelism.
I'm about to hear. I got 23 grandchildren. And one of my little grandchildren, right now, she's going to the 12th grade. Her name is Patrika. When she was little, she used to get in the back of the car and say, Grandma, you don't make me do my mind up in here, up in here. I said, you can't even talk.
Well, now you got
that title of your song on your CD.
Here,
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Glory be to
God.
You
don't make
Glory
me do my mind. Well, we're going to see what
I'm
going to
do. That's what the Holy Spirit do. That's what the Holy Spirit do up in here. And before you play the song, I want the listeners to know that we had Save Our Kids of America. I had about 27 children in the studio with me helping me with this song, and also a gentleman by the name of Minister Durf and Sister Rain, and there's so many people I just want to thank that helped me and contributed with this song. And my number one producer, Dave DeCure, and my manager, Marshall Tubbs, people who have helped me and kept me on the track. Sometimes you need some people to help you stay in the right lane, you know. So I
That's
just
right.
thank all those people who participated and helped me. And I want to say hello to the Lyles family. I love them all. When I came out here to Atlanta, Georgia, you know, sometimes you got to be hooked up with the right people, you know. And I want to say hello to also to some people in Detroit that are listening to us, Sister Sydney Merriweather, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say hello to her, Sister Sydney. I know I may have the last name wrong, but may God bless you. She told me she'll be listening in on Facebook, and all my Facebook listeners and all my supporters, I don't call them fans, because the word fan comes from the word fanatic. If you're going to be crazy about anything, be crazy about Jesus. But I thank everybody for participating and helping me. Glory be to God.
Wonderful. Right now, Andre Bean and his singer Up In Here.
God bless you.
Up in here, up in here.
If you really love God in this thing.
This is the day that the Lord has made. So forget about all your problems, because the price been paid. Look, I remember a time when I was lost and couldn't be found. But glory be to God, He placed my feet on solid ground. Yes, He did. And I remember a time when I was blind and could not see. But glory be to God, because I know. My Savior died on the cross for me. That's why I'm truly blessed. If anybody know what I'm talking about, then get up on your feet. Clap your hands and do your dance and praise the Lord with me. All my ladies in the house tonight.
We up in here, we up in here.
All my fellas in the house tonight.
We up in here, we up in here.
Some of y'all may call us crazy. Some of y'all may call us sick. But we ain't never fools for Christ, and this is how we do it. Come on, everybody, clap your hands.
Up in here, up in here.
Everybody, do your dance.
Up in here, up in here.
If you really love God, and this is true.
Up in here, up in here.
Then come on, everybody, let's show me what it do.
Up in here, up in here.
But this is how we do it up in here. Ain't no plan. We serious about God's business. See, some of y'all might say that I'm a fool, but God can take a fool and make a tool. And some of y'all might even say I'm a mess, but check this out. God can take a mess and create a message.
I've been here, I've been here.
Oh, yeah. Up in here, up in here.
There's fun
in praising God. People need to know that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
We don't have no boring father.
If you got to be sad about praising the Lord, then you might be lost.
You might be lost. you might be lost. You know, and what I want to say in closing is one thing that I'm noticing is that the enemy is throwing the blanket of laziness. Which is procrastination's mm-hmm. first cousin. You said something earlier, Evangelist, you told the young lady to get into her word. In the beginning was the word, and so many people doing church, she even said something, so many people doing church and they're not getting into their word. And the word is how you got to get connected to the word so you can get the vertical relationship with God. And once you get the vertical relationship with God, then that Holy Spirit, that opens up your heart, your mind, and your soul for God to deposit His Spirit inside of you. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And one of the reasons why people are straying away from it because people are not reading their word. So all you listeners, if you haven't done it recently, we want you all, on behalf of me, ATL, and Gospel Vibes, and the minister that's on the phone, we want you guys to get in your word. The more you know about God, the more you know about yourself. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Genesis, it says you were created in His image. So if you don't know nothing about that image, then you're going through an identity crisis. So get in your word.
Come on.
Up in here, up in here. Glory be to God.
Up in here. Oh, look at that. I tell you, I appreciate you, Minister. You know we don't have to do the hookup. Now you know that, right?
You already know. It's all good. Now this is something that I do, Pastor. This is something I do, Evangelist. I normally and sometimes my management get upset, but we have other phone lines and stuff. But I give my number to the listeners. I give my number to the listeners and my phone, because I am an evangelist. That's what I do. I go from city to city, place to place, hood to hood, ghetto to ghetto, street to street, block to block, and I spread the word of God to a lost generation. I can't reach everyone, but you can. They already know. You guys already got all the other information. But my actual personal cell number is 707
712-7840. Somebody needs to be calling me. I just feel that in my spirit. I wasn't going to give it out on this interview because I do so many radio interviews.
But
somebody
need,
needs,
we
I'm,
got
I'm
people
feeling
lighting
it all
up
in my spirit.
We got people lighting up the screen right now, and they're not going to be able to actually talk to you or make a comment because we're getting ready to go off the air.
You can call me personally.
Say that number one more time, Minister. Say that number again.
712-7840. And I want to say I'm so excited. Again, it's an opportunity being granted to me to be on this radio station with my sister Gloria, with my sister Glove, and I just want to say to you that ATL, you know, we making some moves out here. It ain't all bad. It's all good when you're serving God.
Yeah, we're doing some things out here, and once again,
in closing, I want to say, when you come to a place, I came from the Bay Area. I came 3,000 miles away, and there was a family who had opened their doors and who had opened their arms, Carmen Lyles and the Lyles family. I mentioned them earlier, but they mean a great deal to me. And my team, Brother Will and Randy Merriweather and Deacon Cooks, a few other people who have my best interest and want to see me take this gospel from city to city and state to state, people who are really in my corner, which is very hard to find even in ministry. So I'm very grateful for the people
who
God has placed in my life. I love you, woman of God.
Well, we appreciate you. We getting ready to go off the air. We appreciate you calling in and being in the studio here with us in Glorious Gospel Vibes, and we hope to have you back again. But we will be playing your music so people can get used to just who you are. Thank you again for coming in. All you listeners, thank you. We love you. See you next time.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hey.